Trump vows to stop the transgender lunacy, only two genders, male and female. By Elizabeth Weibel on December 22, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump said he would issue an executive order telling the government to recognize only two genders, male and female. Trump made the promise in a speech at Turning Point USA's America Fest. Trump also promised to end child sexual mutilation and to also protect women by keeping men out of women's sports. With a stroke of my pen on day one, we're going to stop the transgender lunacy, Trump said. And I will sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools, and middle schools, and high school. And we will keep men out of women's sports, Trump added. And that will likewise be done on day one. Should I do day one, day two, or day three? How about day one? Under the Trump administration, it will be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. Trump's words come as the Florida House passed a bill in March 2023 that defined sex as being an immutable biological trait, adding that any attempt to ascribe pronouns indicating the contrary is false. The bill, HB 1069, was later passed by the Florida Senate and signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R. As Breitbart News's Warner Todd Houston previously reported, Trump has criticized policies allowing men to play in women's sports, stating that it is an idea so far out that can lead to people getting really hurt. So, you want to see the country united, but you have a very conservative side and a conservative side, and then you have people that want to see an open border and things. A lot of odious so far out, Trump explained. Like, for instance, they want men playing in women's sports. I don't think I could ever say I'm thrilled about that. I've seen it. I've seen people really hurt. In October, Trump's campaign played a video during a campaign rally, which criticized the wokeness in the U.S. military under the Biden administration. The video ended with the words, "Let's make our military great again."